The American Farm Bureau Federation says 62 reports were delayed during the shutdown. They range from monthly outlooks for crop production to counts of broken eggshells in the poultry industry. The United States Department of Agriculture announced Wednesday some reports would be delayed farther into February or delayed indefinitely. Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association spokesperson Brad Reynolds says grain farmers use these reports to help decide whether they should switch what they plant in the spring.
If they're making their planting decisions for the coming year, when they're buying seed, planning for this coming year, that certainly puts them at a disadvantage compared to previous years.
Kentucky Board of Agriculture member and grain farmer Sharon Furches says these delays may affect crop farmers more than livestock farmers right now because crop farmers still have excess crop to sell.
It will affect their feed prices, and it will affect a variety of things with their markets, but they're not actually selling the stockpile of crop that we are right at this time.
The USDA also announced Monday farmers affected by tariffs will have a few more weeks to apply for federal relief payments since farmers were unable to sign up during the shutdown. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer in Murray.